This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Azeri President Ilham Aliyev said Wednesday his country would return to talks with Armenia after the acute phase of military conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh region ends, this according to the Russian news agency TASS. Aliyev, who spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone, said in an interview with Russian state television that Turkey had the right to participate in mediation. Armenia's prime minister told Time magazine Armenia would agree to a ceasefire only if Turkey discontinued its engagement and mercenaries were withdrawn. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch said Tuesday it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failure to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In its annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much political power in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has resulted in a poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. But Turkey, which began its EU membership talks in 2005, rejected the Commission's criticisms, describing them as prejudiced, according to the AP. Wednesday, Estonia said it was recalling its ambassador from Belarus following similar action by Poland and Lithuania as part of a political crisis after a disputed August 9th election. Estonia's foreign minister said, quote, Estonia sees Belarus pressuring Lithuania and Poland as unjustified and regrettable, end quote. Israeli police clashed with hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews overnight as they sought to enforce restrictions on public gatherings during a nationwide coronavirus lockdown. Police released videos showing huge crowds of strictly Orthodox Jews in Jerusalem chanting and hurling stones and metal bars at officers. This is VOA.